Pennsylvania shakes 5,000.
Strike up the music, the bandit become the Pennsylvania polka.
Pennsylvania shakes 5,000.
Me wasting away in the streets of Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania, the site of NFA Expo 2017. This is the Fireworks Brigade, starring Johnny Starr and Ron the Banker. This very special pyro podcast celebrating the people and the passion of fireworks is sponsored by Starr Fireworks in Fargo, North Dakota. And now,
Wow. I was wondering who was going to go first on that one.
What do you mean, who was going to go
like,
first?
Like, who was going to be like, and here's, you know.
Oh, it's always got to be here's Johnny.
Well, yeah, that's. I kind of thought that, but you never know. Sometimes you might just put yourself ahead of me.
When no.
Sometimes I'm sleeping, you're moving, you're
well,
shaker.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, only, you know, give you a little sneaky peek.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you're making fun of me because I got a do-rag here. I'm wiping my head off. It's hot in here, man.
I don't sweat, so I don't even sweat in the summertime.
Well, it's because Steve's sitting next to you. He'll just attest. You don't do anything. You delegate.
I delegate. You're right.
Yeah. Here we are, as you can hear from the intro. We're at NFA.
Yes, NFA 2017. We're here at the Marriott. Well, we're at the Convention Center, Erie, Pennsylvania. In between the Marriott and the Sheridan. I don't know. I'm thinking I might have wanted that Sheridan. I haven't been over there yet, but I'm thinking that Sheridan might have been the way to go.
The Sheridan looks nice. A big, tall building.
Yeah. I like big, tall buildings. Yeah. The first thing I did was I asked for an executive floor, and then they said, how about the top floor with a bay window or a view of the bay? So I'm like, all right, I'll take
you
it.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No,
you got to just take what you can get, and you move on. You're asking for the executive floor, and there's only four in the whole hotel.
I keep forgetting where I'm at. We're in Erie, Pennsylvania.
And this is a great place, though.
It's a very nice place. I love Lake Erie. Boated on Lake Erie for many years. So to me, this is, I feel at home here.
We're at NFA.
It's funny. I feel at home everywhere but home.
NFA, National Fireworks. We should at least explain this. Oh, here we go. We have the National Fireworks Association. Expo.
Yep.
Participants attend seminars, workshops, and more, and we're at the Bayfront Convention Center, and there's daily live demonstrations from manufacturers and distributors each night at the Lake Erie Speedway. We were there tonight, and unfortunately,
our good buddy from Sky Pioneer got rained out. They did all the demos, but unfortunately, T-Sky had to watch from the from the car.
Yeah, not from the cigar, from the car.
Sky Pioneer from the car. Wild Willies, I think. Was Wild Willies tonight?
Yeah.
Wild Willies, we saw some
from
of
the
that.
From the car.
And but so yeah, it was unfortunate, but they kept on going. I thought they were going to call them, but I guess there's really no rain day, so if they don't get them in, they're not going to be shot at all.
Yeah, you only have a certain amount of time, and you want to get them in. And these people, I mean, you were telling me the story today of how the guy you know had a. Explain that again. He had to come from Erie to Fargo.
Yes, what happened was
planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, he put some samples on a container going to Fargo, which I didn't know that. And then the container came in late, so when he was there in Fargo waiting for the container, it didn't come in, so he just took product off the shelf. But then 2 days later, the container came in, so he flew back to Fargo and then drove all the way back to Pennsylvania, which is about 17 hours if you drive consistently and you maintain a good speed, and it's 17. It's closer
to
20.
He's from China, so he's
does from
not
China, where the
familiar.
Average speed limit is 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, that was so. That had to be quite a
grueling Robin
trip.
Robin now is officially a over-the-road trucker, I think.
I think we can get him a job, yeah.
Yeah, we can get him a job driving here and back and all over. He's qualified there.
He could definitely drive a truck.
And I think Robin got his driver's license about 8 years ago. 12 years ago. Because he was our driver before in the early years. Yeah.
70 years.
You had your license for 17 years. Yes, I know. The first time I met you guys, you were the driver, and Robin sat in the back.
Yeah.
And then, because Robin was, as we say, Loban.
What is Loban?
The boss. Laban. That's it. Laban. See, I pick up that broken Chinese from Rob Burke, and he screws me up. Yeah, Laban. Yes.
Miss boss.
So, yeah. Laban. We're learning Chinese. I'm trying to learn Spanish, and I'm just mixing them all up.
You're like fusion.
Yes.
you're Asian fusion.
Fusion without the infusion.
Isn't that what they call the food when you mix two things together? It's fusion. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's going to be it.
Learning Chinese from fortune cookies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we're learning Chinese from fortune cookies. There you go.
Hey, it could be worse.
Yeah.
It could be worse. Was that what you said, Steve? Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
This is the 18th year, and it's the world's largest fireworks industry trade show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
here is kind of unique. As we talked about before, other than PGI, this is another big event. This is more people travel from China to set up their booths and kind of showcase their products.
Uh-huh.
And then... us American companies come up and we set up our booths to showcase what we do, And then the buyers walk around and they can pick if they want to start importing maybe, or get a feel for importing, and then maybe meet some new American suppliers as well. So it's a great event to see a lot of products without having to go to China. And if you buy from a lot of these companies, you can kind of see what you want to. You can look at them tonight and buy. No sense. You don't have to go anywhere. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah, and you don't do a demo here, but it's still worth coming here, even though.
We used to do a demo, but the demo, kind of the demo stuff is getting a little hard. It's kind of like it's not a lottery, but you got to go on at 12 o'clock midnight. And even though we go on at 12 o'clock midnight, it seems that we never. Get a demo, but the other guys get a demo all the time.
When you go on at 12 o'clock midnight. Oh, you go on the
website. We go on a website. I mean, you send an email at midnight, and then it's supposed to be first come, first serve, but it seems like, I don't know. I think there's some shenanigans going on here.
it's like getting tickets for Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
You can't get in line, and then... I think it's still worth it coming here. Even.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's good for us, and a bonus would be a demo. But look at the bright side. I get money back now tomorrow when I go to registration. They give me money back because I paid for the demo, but I didn't get one. So I get money back. So.
Oh, really? How much you have to pay to shoot a demo?
Yes. Uh-huh. Ron, you know how it is in America here. We pay for everything.
How much does a demo cost to shoot?
I really don't know. It's about $400 or something like that.
And you have to supply the product, obviously.
And you supply the product. What's kind of nice is you just deliver the product. They shoot it. you can announce your stuff, or they have an announcers to announce your stuff, so it kind of works out.
Well,
good.
Yeah, then that especially works out for the Chinese people who can't really speak the.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because for them sometimes to pronunciate all of our words, just like we can't speak their language. So it's kind of nice. I think we have Jack Leonard doing mostly announcing. And we always hear Donnie Lantis' voice over the PA system. Calling out the 50-50. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was talking about somebody's boobs a second ago.
About. Sometimes he, we don't know what Donnie's going to say.
He's losing his sight.
That's the thing, sometimes when men and women alike, when they get older, they just say what's on their mind. There's no filters. Almost, I've had no filter all my life, but some people wait 60 years. I started at six.
I'm going to save all these tapes. I'm going to just call it Johnny After Dark.
Yeah.
I'm going to save all these things I've edited out of you.
Yeah, you should. I mean, the public is missing a lot of fun stuff here. Because you keep editing. Yeah, you keep editing everything I say.
That's what Dino
says. It's
terrible. He says none of the good stuff gets on the podcast from Dino. So he said he wants to see the edited tapes here.
Well, that's because Dino's always sleeping during a podcast.
Has Dino been on? You had a drive up here with Dino, Steve. How was that?
I did. It was an excellent trip. Dino's always, the seer of seers and the most positive man in fireworks. That's his new logo, the most positive man in fireworks.
He's the most positive man in fireworks, yeah.
Dino, he's the most positive man in fireworks?
The reason he's positive.
He's inspirational.
The reason he thinks positive about the end. He's like, okay, it's going to end now. It's going to be the fifth, sooner than later. So he's very positive thinking about the end coming to an end.
He likes it when it rains.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually enjoyed sitting in a van.
He cheers for the rain.
Yeah, he cheers for the rain.
Oh, he loved it.
I know.
Great, but
that's why he'll never go to China. He'll be falling asleep at a table. He'll eat all the bananas and then go to sleep.
Dino's the only man I've ever heard that can actually pass out standing up.
Yes.
That's a Guinness World
Record. He's almost like a guy on crack without the crack.
He is.
I mean, I've seen people standing up at a bus stop, just drugged out of their mind. And they're sleeping while standing up, and he's the only guy that does it naturally.
But he can nod his head like a bobblehead, but he's passed out. And he's kind of going through a seizure.
How many times have we actually waited for him to fall off the bar stool when he fell asleep? And not once. He's got like an anchor. When he sits down, he's not top heavy.
It's weird.
Well, obviously.
Ron, delete like, this.
I'm going to delete this part. No, like a gyroscope. He's like a Weeble. He doesn't
he's
topple
like a
over.
Weeble wobble. They don't fall down.
He doesn't topple over. Yeah,
I'm going to work with him.
If Sammy Hagar saw me, he'd put a whole new meaning to the Cabo Wobble.
poor guy.
He's not here.
He's not here to defend
that's
himself.
All right.
We love Dino.
He
is the anchor of the Star Fireworks.
See, here we go. We got Donnie Lantis talking.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, $580. That's the 50-50 drawing they're talking about. $580. And Rebecca from the Winda Corporation won it last night. And now we're going to see who's going to win. I didn't buy a ticket. I just walked past and I didn't realize it and buy a ticket.
Way here from Fargo, we donated so many, especially in Chicago, to the people that wash your windshields and, stop. We ran out of money on the way here.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention probably to stop at Heavenly Bodies.
Dino likes to partake in Heavenly Bodies. Did he take you to Heavenly Bodies?
They give you free cheeseburgers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all my dad talks about.
I know.
Free
your
cheeseburgers.
Your dad loves Heavenly Bodies.
I'm like, Dad, it's really creepy.
Yeah. It's pretty creepy to hear your dad talk about.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Heavenly Bodies. But,
when him and Paul become email and texting friends, that's when I have to worry. Yeah,
yeah that is sad, yeah.
When him and my old roommate just start texting each other. Yeah. He's like, that's the way they always you justify it. Oh, they give you the free cheeseburgers. The best lunch I can have, and it's free. I'm like, Dad, sometimes it's worth it paying $10 for lunch.
My mother said the same thing about the riverboat. But they give you a free ham for Easter. Yeah. I'm like, well, the ham costs $36 a pound.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, man.
Well, the nice thing about Heavenly Bodies, it is, it's a strip club in the Chicagoland area, but all those girls are paying their way through college, so they tell us.
Yeah, right.
The one girl's like 40. I'm like, really? You're not going to college anymore.
I'm paying somebody's way through college now. It's way too expensive.
Yeah. Your son could maybe become a stripper.
No. That would be a little rough.
Dean's a pole dancer.
Mean Dean, the dancing machine. Yeah. Yeah, that would be. That would be. That would be.
He's not a Chippendale. He's a chipmunk.
All right, we've.
way off track.
Yeah, we're way off track. We're talking about fireworks.
So let's go.
We're at NFA. Last time we spoke, we were at PGI, or it was PGI. Don't think so. We really didn't.
Yeah.
We really didn't attend PGI, but, and I don't know if you saw this. This is from the West Fargo Pioneer. I didn't give you a copy of it.
Oh, okay.
It looks like the people from Fargo were basically begging PGI to come back. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about that, and I don't think the PGI is. Because
why wouldn't they go back? Well, the PGI, and it's well documented. We've talked about how they've had some issues where the NFA seems to be run so smoothly and everything goes so great here. I mean, the demo was flawless and the accommodations are great. I mean, I've been walking through this convention.
So much less drama here.
Oh, yeah.
PGI is like, shut this down and turn this off and turn that down. And neighbors are complaining. And here it just runs without a... without a hitch. I mean,
yeah,
Nancy, really
Nancy does a great job, and all the other board, they do a great job. But why wouldn't the PGI go back to Fargo after what happened?
Well, I don't know. They say they lose money at the PGI in Fargo because they don't get the attendance.
Then they had it at Wyoming.
Yeah, and they got less attendance. Yeah. And then there was some talk about how they complained about, like, the price that Fargo wanted to charge them. And then they said, we don't even like this site. And then, of course, the guy from Fargo said, well, then don't even waste my time coming back then. If you don't like it, then don't come here. You know, so there's a lot of politics being played there. I did hear that, I'm not sure, and Dino would know better, I think they're selling off some land that's associated with that Speedway track, so that might reduce our stuff to shoot there. So that may be one of the reasons we might not be able to return. I don't know. I heard a rumor about that. I'm not sure.
So you won't have a site to shoot.
We won't have a big enough site to shoot if they sell off some of this land.
And that's one of the issues, and we talked about that in the way to the Speedway. So this shoot site here is for NFA right now. We're in Erie, Pennsylvania. The shoot site for this is the Lake Erie Speedway,
yes.
Which obviously you have to have a spot that's wide open enough, and there's not a lot of neighbors around. You're in the middle of nowhere because it is literally a three-hour barrage of fireworks.
Yes.
There was quite a lot of people lined up on the road watching the fireworks, but that would be a logistical, a big consideration. If you're going to try and hold one of these events, you have to find somewhere where there's a shoot site close by. And even today, we had a drive 20 minutes to get to the shoot site, but what else are you going to... It's not like they're going to be able to do it in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, you... Like when we're in Appleton, you know, you pick a downtown hotel... Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay.
You pick a downtown hotel in Appleton, which is a great little city for the... you know, for the host hotel like that, like the one we're in. But then, of course, there's not going to be a shoot site downtown, so you're going to have to drive some distance, you know. But, you know, we have a couple of buses here lined up at NFA to take everyone who's not driving. And most of the people drive, but some also take advantage of the free buses.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the grandstands were more than comfortable. It's really a great venue here in Erie, Pennsylvania so far. I think. Yeah.
So far,
and
these
hotels are great. We got the Sheraton on one side of the convention center, the Marriott on the other side, both connected.
Yeah.
So to me, I think it's a win-win situation.
You got the executive floor. You're all set.
Yeah, I got the presidential suite at Motel 6. It was a great, it's a great one. But it's actually been pretty good.
And have you seen? When I walked in here today, you were talking to one of your Chinese vendors. You were in the lobby holding court, so to speak. So really, you use this kind of like as a setup for when you go to China next
month. Some people use this as a way to find out what's on the market and see some demos, and they don't go to China, and most of them don't import. I use this as a way to kind of face-to-face with the Chinese people without having to send emails. And I'm on, you know, email, WeChat, WhatsApp. We're all on that kind of stuff. But on an everyday basis, pretty much. But this is kind of nice to sit down face-to-face and say, hey, here's my calendar. What day you want to show me a demo? And these are days I'm getting to China. So it is kind of nice to hold this event this close to our trips to China. Unfortunately, with the production being the way it is in China, that it used to be come to NFA, place your orders, and get your merchandise. it's actually getting to the point where this is actually getting too late in the year. I mean, I've already placed my orders July 6th for next year.
Soon, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, on the staple items, and we hope to God they come in. And then, of course, when I'm here, I've circled a few things that I want. And then when I'm in China, I'll be just seeing the new items. And then we may just add, I may have already 200 items picked with a company, but I may add another 30 or 40, you know.
Right.
And hopefully
right.
they can get those done.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking about that earlier, too, because we had dinner with Bob. Rob, he doesn't like to be called Bob. He must be Rob.
Rob, yeah. Robbie
Burke.
Bob. I call him Robbie Bobby. I compromise with him sometimes.
All right, yeah. I don't think he'd let me do that. You have the leeway with that, but I couldn't do that. He's very stern about that. But with Rob, and he was asking about, do all these people import? And, it's not. Importing is not for many people. They don't have the volume. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the storage capabilities.
Yes, and there's a lot that goes with it. There's hiccups along the road that nobody sees from the importer. You just pick up the phone, order from me, and then if it's not in, you're like, oh, and you complain, and how come it's not in? But they don't realize that this got held up or this is underwater.
Right.
There's, the dock workers are on strike. Containers are backed up in L.A.
Right.
So you run some risks. I mean, you just hope that the risk is worth the reward. And, that's why when people talk about, well, this price went up and that price went up. Well, there's a lot of hidden costs that nobody knows, and nobody sees. And it's just not so easy. It's not like, pick up the phone, call China and say, yeah, send me a container. It's a lot more difficult than that.
No, you could do that, and you don't even know if you're going to get it or when you're going to get it.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you're going to get it.
You don't know what's going to be on the label.
The emails, how many scam artists are out there, so you never know.
Right.
It's best, if you're going to do the importing, it's best you get on a plane, go to China, check it out, meet everyone, get a face-to-face, and, just like in the banking business, you want to see the customer face to face. I mean,
absolutely.
You don't want to talk to them on the phone for the first time. You want to, come to my office. Let's meet. Let's talk about what we want to do.
And when it's real estate, you want to see the building no matter where it is. I've many times, that'll be the first question they'll ask you at loan committee. Have you been to this building? Yeah, absolutely. Of course I've been there. I've driven the neighborhood. I know what I'm looking at. I know, I could tell you pretty much where it's at, where, what I mean? You have to do that. You have to. But I've been doing it for 30 whatever years, just like you've been doing this for that many years.
Yeah.
You learn and, you take your bumps and bruises along the way and hopefully you don't lose that much, but you do all the risk. And that's why you make more of the money because all your money, you had a very good fourth. You got rid of a lot of stuff. We talked about how your warehouse was pretty down, but you still have close to seven figures sitting in the warehouse.
Yeah.
When it could be in your pocket, right? I'm not speaking out of school, right?
Seven figures, yeah.
It's sitting in your warehouse. It has to be insured. It has to be temperature controlled. It has to be watched over. It's sitting there. When it could be in your bank account or in a G-string over at the Heavenly Bodies,
yeah. Yeah, if your dad was an importer, he'd have to cut out his Heavenly Body trips.
my dad doesn't have the constitution to be an importer, although you got to hang out with my dad in Cabo.
I got to hang out with your dad. We had a very good time, and I love the fact that he fell for my water shot trick.
Yeah, you are now water shot Johnny his phone.
I'm water shot Johnny in his phone, but unfortunately the shot that he thought he was getting of water as he stole the my shot off the bar, he realized it was straight tequila.
Well, right. And nobody knows what we're talking about. So in the bar, especially the saloon bar, which is on our YouTube channel, by the way, our version of the saloon bar, John, all these bartenders and they all take care of you and you take care of them. That's why they take care of you. It's no secret. But so, and people love buying shots, and that's what they do. You don't drink shots. As long as I've known John, he's never drank shots. I said, I've seen Johnny really drunk twice, and that's what he tells me. That's the only two times he's been really drunk, and they've both been with me.
Yes.
I say, Johnny doesn't do shots, but you have these bartenders trained that if somebody's buying you shots, they pour you from the special bottle, almost like a stripper.
I'm like a stripper of the saloon bar. Yeah, you know.
What's the saying? You'd go put your dog's first name and the name of your street. What was your first dog's name?
Princess.
And what was the street you lived on?
Menard.
So that would be your stripper name, Princess Menard.
Yeah. Well, that's gross.
Yes. My dog was Ron, and I lived on Jeremy Street, so it's Ron Jeremy.
Ron, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, you and I stole that joke from Penn and Penn and Teller. I can't take credit for that one. you have these bartenders trained to give you a shot of water.
And which looks just like tequila. It looks just like tequila.
Yeah, well, especially in a Mexican water because it's a little cloudy.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Racial profiling their water.
I'm H2O profiling. Yeah. I'm not racial profiling.
Well, it's Mexican water, you said.
You're doing the shot. I have to know, though, do they charge, like, for a shot? They charge.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. If somebody else is buying, they're charging.
Yeah, if somebody else is buying, yeah, right. That's charging for a shot, so they get to keep that money.
If I'm buying shots, they're not charging me for my own water shot. No, that's
no,
for
but
sure.
They, but the, you know, because like if you go to a strip club and you want to buy the girls a drink, that's usually, especially in Mexico, that's a big thing.
Yeah,
you want to buy the girl a drink, and I'm like, sometimes you ask them if you could taste it, and it is something, but most of the times I'm sure it's...
And it's made very weak.
Cranberry juice. Yeah. Well, although some of those girls can certainly drink you and me under the table.
Yes. Well, especially me.
It was me, too.
Yeah.
Especially both of us. So you did that. But then, as fate would have it, there was you were at the bar. The one night I didn't go, the last night when I didn't go to the bar, but you were at the bar with my dad, and... They actually gave you a shot of tequila, and my dad thought it was water, so he tried to switch it.
Yeah, he stole my and I played along, and I said, "Hey, wait, give me my I like my shot glass, give me mine back." You know, he's like, "No," and he's like,
"But all along you knew it was tequila."
I knew it was tequila, yeah. So I kept trying to get it back from him, but I knew it, and then he drank that like he sees me just wolfed on a shot of water, and then you know, just saw the look of terror in his face. It was almost pretty good.
I don't know. My dad doesn't do shots.
No. Well, he does now.
He does now. One night hanging out with you at the saloon bar.
It's a saloon bar.
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it. And then, of course, you got stuck there for a while in the tropical storm.
Yeah, tropical storm was scary. I sent you. We got some good YouTube videos.
Well, we'll
put.
They'll go up on YouTube.
Yeah, they're going to go up on YouTube.
So much of them. Yeah,
and driving through the streets of Cabo on the four wheeler, which was a lot on the UTV, the Polaris. That was a lot of fun. And then you notice how as I was just starting to take videos, and I decided I better also put some narrative in these things, and and I mentioned the Fireworks Brigade a couple times.
Did you? Okay, so, I got to listen to them.
Yes, yeah. So I made it back live. I made it back especially for NFA.
I did.
Came back a couple days earlier, so we get back here, so I didn't get stuck in the hurricane or Cyclone Lydia. So anyways, I texted my good friend Oscar in Mexico City.
Yeah.
So I texted him and I said, Oscar, wind and, torrential downpour, what is a cyclone? And, I was asking him, what is a cyclone? And he thought I was referencing Jeopardy, because I said, wind and torrential rain, what is a cyclone?
Well, he thought you were playing Jeopardy with him.
And I'm like, what the heck? I go, no, I'm asking you, what is a cyclone before the windows blow in?
Those videos are pretty scary. You were kind of like Tom Hanks in Castaway. You're just sitting there talking to yourself. I'm going to get you a Wilson volleyball with the face on it.
Yeah.
So
when I got when I was the most scared in my life, I decided to sign my own guest book. I got day one and day two on there, so it's pretty good.
So after day two, you pretty much knew you were gonna make it, so you were okay.
So I said, Paradise Returns, a little cloudy, Johnny Star's alive, that kind of stuff.
I think it's funny. We left you turkey and ham, and you refused to eat the ham because it wasn't shaved thin enough.
Yeah, it was a little bit too thick. I had two choices, eat the thick ham or go hungry. I decided to take the hungry route.
Yeah, well, you made it down to the
I made it down. Yeah, I made it down to Playa Grande. I got a couple cheeseburgers, and all was good.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so that was the trip to Cabo, and now we're here at NFA in Erie. We're going to talk some fireworks news.
You want to talk some fireworks news?
Yeah, let's talk some fireworks news.
You want to talk... All right.
Let's talk some fireworks news because we gotta make all these people here at the NFA pretty happy about that.
And yeah, here's the article from the Pioneer. Many thanks to the members of the PGI and their numerous local sponsors and supporters for four incredible nights of entertainment that were provided to area residents as part of the Guild's 2017 Kaleidoscope of Fire.
Yes.
First night began old-fashioned show created by Texas PGI chapter. After that, for four nights, Guild chapters from across the country and nationally recognized fireworks firms used thousands of shells to create awe-inspiring displays, wonderfully choreographed to carefully selected music. I know I will never have the opportunity to see anything of this magnitude again unless another PGI convention comes to this area. Unfortunately, if the rumors circulating in the stands are correct, that can be a problem. If the rumors are true, the PGI may not be able to return to the fairgrounds where they have now held eight conventions
yes.
because some of the land around the site is being sold for development. If that's so, let's hope local folks will come together and find another location to host a spectacular event. So here actually was... I think this was actually like an editorial written by a citizen, but this is a citizen who actually wanted to see the PGI.
Yes, you know, like, I mean, it was fireworks in Fargo. It's a very friendly state, and they welcome it. And then we had a huge convention in Indiana, which Indiana's got fireworks stands all over the place, but the people that lived around there just were up in arms and
right.
boycotting, and this
well,
is
yeah,
crazy,
that was crazy,
and
yeah.
and our pictures are falling off our walls, and so on and so on. So it just shows you that from different states, how the people are, you know, some love it and some just hate it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and here's an example of somebody who hates it. You ready?
Yes.
Here, let's do the Johnny Star fireworks judge. You ready?
Okay.
We'll see what you would
Johnny Star, fireworks judge.
We'll see what your verdict would be on this one here.
All right.
I gotta shorten this. I think
Pyro is now entering the courtroom.
Although I like it,
I do too. I like it.
All right. So, eclipse just happened. Where were you during the eclipse?
I was in the dentist chair.
Oh. Did the dentist ask you if you wanted?
He asked me, he says, do you want to go outside and watch the eclipse and take a break? I said, no, I really want to, I really want to get my teeth cleaned, and I have appointments here lined up. I got to go. You know, someone's got to work, you know.
What am I, what's a Cernan? What am I, a spaceman? I need to go.
Yeah, I don't need to look at an eclipse.
I was sponsoring or hosting a golf event at a local place in Chicago, so we actually gave each of our participants the glasses to look at the eclipse, which was really kind of cool. So, but here's something. So here's where the fireworks judge comes in.
All right.
Fireworks weren't necessary during eclipse. This is from theindependent.com. I wanted to congratulate Grand Island on being a great venue for hosting the 2017 Great North American Eclipse. The events at Sturr Museum provided an excellent location for all those who attended, and this was a perfect site for the high-altitude balloon launches. Apparently, you could have went in a high-altitude balloon and watched this.
Sure.
Eclipse. You get even closer to
the
action.
Closer to the actual sun to burn your eyes off.
Burn
there
your
you
retinas.
Go. Yeah.
My concern is people's enjoyment of this celestial and natural event being infringed upon by sensationalists. My family's enjoyment of totality, I think that's what they called it, totality. It sounds like...
Total darkness.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, a near-death experience or like when you're about ready to finish on the stripper's back.
I guess.
My family's enjoyment of totality, the event that only a fraction of Americans were able to see, was trashed by a fireworks display that came from somewhere southwest of the museum area. So these people
trashed. You trashed their totality. I wonder how they rate funerals. That's gonna be like way up at the top. Hey, you guys are talking during our totality. I mean,
I think you've trashed our totality. I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. The adults and children in our group were awestruck by the eerie dark, calm and quiet that set in as the moon began to block the sun's rays. We eagerly awaited totality, excited to see how the rest of nature reacted to this phenomenon. What are they looking at, the birds? What is nature going to do?
The mosquitoes came out. I mean, I don't know if that's what you want for your totality. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he goes on. He's like, crickets began chirping, even birds began their calls, and other animals made their preparations to embark upon the evening. So this guy's excited because the animals are being tricked.
Yeah.
The great spectacle was abruptly ruined by many echoing booms and sizzles of the fireworks display. As a lifelong admirer of great fireworks displays, I truly fail to understand how shooting off these great noisemakers with brightly lit displays could enhance a total solar eclipse. In fact, the bright light and loud noise of fireworks seem to be the exact opposite of the serenity that only a solar eclipse can provide. Unfortunately, many who were near that area will never experience totality. I see that as a tragic loss of learning opportunity for old and young. Maybe the next generation will do better when they get the opportunity.
So basically, this guy loves fireworks, but he doesn't like fireworks during the eclipse, which...
Right. He's complaining that it ruined his totality.
Totality. You know, I mean, after you spend 26 hours in a hurricane, darkness is my friend. So, fireworks, in my opinion, are good anywhere, whether it's an eclipse. I saw Lady Gaga, they had fireworks. And wherever I go, I love fireworks. So... It's not going to ruin my totality.
Yeah, this guy was looking at it like it was going to be. It seemed like it was like a an otherworldly event, something like a,
yes.
Like he was going to touch God or touch Indians. I don't know what he was going to touch.
Yeah.
His little kids.
He took it a little bit too far.
Yeah, but
did you see just who came in and sat down at our table here?
Hello,
Peter, the man, the myth, and the legend, right in front of us.
How you doing, gentlemen? Always nice to sit down with some Chicago Pyros.
I know it. How about it? How you enjoying the NFA? Talk to us.
I'm loving it. Having a great time.
Awesome.
Last time I spoke to you guys, I was just starting up my Project Revolution Pyro, which we were shooting shows, and now
yes.
I'm actually the U.S. rep for Shogun. It's a new development.
And you guys had a nice demo tonight. Fortunately,
you.
That rain kind of screwed yours up as it screwed some of our other
be,
friends up. And
I seem
Sky
to be
and
cursed a little bit with rain, but yeah.
Yeah, I've been cursed in life pretty much, you know, but I mean... I just deal with it, you know.
That's right.
What you call hell, I call home. So I'm good.
But yeah, the products still look good tonight.
Yeah,
so
they look good. You know, we shot a demo years ago in Fargo, and it was a torrential downpour. It actually blew down a tent and everything like that. And I kept saying on the microphone, I said, if the fireworks look this good in a storm, imagine what they would look like in nice, clear weather. And people believed it because, I mean, these things are holding. They held up pretty good. It was pretty windy out there today. Pretty darn windy. And the hang time was great on some of those willows and everything. So it was really good.
Yeah,
so,
no, there's some pretty incredible products out there from a lot of different companies. Now,
it was very good.
It gets harder and harder to select what product lines to carry.
Here's John Yee from Legend Fireworks just sat down here at the table.
Hey, John.
And that's good there. We don't have a microphone for him, so you're out of luck, buddy. You're gonna
look. We got one over there.
You got a microphone right over there, John, if you want to step in and say something. But so, Peter, tell me, how do you think it's shaping up the NFA? I mean, of course, our trade show starts tomorrow. What I find funny is that we now all have booths, so there's not too many customers.
This is true. This is true.
Every customer has a booth, so,
We do have a booth, but I'll definitely be mobile during the trade show.
Yeah, I'm going to be mobile during the trade show a little bit. That's why I bring Dino and Steve, so I can kind of be mobile around the trade show.
Yeah, exactly.
And so...
he's taking close-up selfies.
Is there like a tumor on my face I should know about or something? But, that's just our guy Legend here taking some pictures there. But anyways, so you're going to be mobile walking around the trade show and hopefully drumming up some business for Shogun, which is Shogun, let me think here, got to be about over 80 years old? 75?
The Shogun brand, I think they invented black powder, if I'm not mistaken.
No, let's not go that far. Now, see, Peter's not that old. He just looks old for his age because of all the fireworks stress.
That's right.
But anyways, Shogun, I think, is right up there with older companies.
Shogun's one of the original trading companies. So they've been around since the beginning, the
ones back then were Shogun and Hopke and Canon, Shufeng. And who else did we have back then? Sam Lau was pretty much the godfather of fireworks, you know. Canon, we mentioned Canon. And what? Glorious. Yes, that's right. Wow. And what about Lightning Bolt? Lightning Bolt's not as old. They tried to take over during that whole Hong Kong thing. But, yeah, so anyway, so we do have a few major players that are still left in business after all these years. Yes. So, anyway, so, yeah, so now you are the rep now for Shogun.
That's right, yep.
And I think you're going to bring some pretty good business for them. You know a lot of people here. You know a lot of people in the industry. Are you going to do anything with Mentone? Are you going there?
Yeah, I will be. I'll be at the MFF event, the Midwest Fireworks Festival there.
Nice.
When is that?
September 21st.
So is that like a little baby? Little baby PGI? What is it?
Almost. Yeah. There's a little bit of manufacturing going on. There's a little bit of vending going on. You can buy some products. They do a couple of small seminars for building some products. But it's a really good time. It's a great kind of relaxed event. There's people camping out. There's people shooting shows. There's people building cool products. It's neat. It's actually a really good time to have fun with your friends.
It does sound like PGI, but the PGI had a lot of drama this year.
It's a mini PGI minus all the drama. Everyone's there to have some fun, shoot up some good fireworks.
Right.
Of course, I won't be vending, so that leaves me to ask you that question. I think I'm going to give you the keys to the van, and you make the deliveries for me, and I'm going to head south for a few days, I think. That's what I'm thinking. No, I'm just kidding. I will be in Mentone on Friday night, making some deliveries, I'm sure. Making some deliveries. So I'll probably stay. Maybe I'll stay overnight one night, you know, but I'm not going to vent. I was thinking about it, but I decided. I'm tired of freezing. Every time I go there, I'm freezing because you're in that airstrip. I mean, you're in a hangar with all the doors open. The wind is blowing through there.
Inevitably, there will be some sort of hailstorm or something.
There's always something going on. But even when it was a nice, sunny, crisp cold, you know, that when the sun goes down, I mean, I'm freezing there.
Really?
And then it's kind of scary that you just leave and everyone camps on site, but all the product just sits out there. I'm a little leery about that, but we never had a problem, but I'm just saying it's kind of strange. If you're camping there, it's one thing, but when you're just leaving and all the product sitting on a table, I don't know, a little scary. But it seems to work out, but it is a nice little event. We might have to do a podcast one year from Mentone. You know,
is it always in the same location?
Yes.
Oh, that's not. Yeah. Well, it's Indiana. That's
Indiana, yeah.
It's, yeah, the Midwest Fireworks Festival by the Heartland Club. It's always in the same spot every fall, sometime in September. There's also the Pyromania event not far after that in October. That takes place in the St. Louis area.
St. Louis area, yes.
Yeah. And that's actually a really fun one, too, especially if you like to see cool shows. They do a really nice job.
Yeah, I've never been to that
one. Well, you were always in China at that time.
Yeah, I'm always in China at that time, so I've never been to that one. We may be sending someone down to that one anyways, depending on how orders come in. You never know. And then the one I'm thinking of going to, though, and you know all the names. I forget all the acronyms. But what's the one coming up in Florida that seems to be really getting a lot of press? The November 3rd?
Yeah, what is it, the 4F?
Yeah, 4F, because I used to be the other 4F, which was the was the food at PGI. But this is actually you're with purpose. You know?
You're the MF, especially if you ask the PGI.
Yeah,
that one's the Florida Pyrotechnic Arts Guild is having their 25th anniversary event, and that club's known for having some of the best builders in the nation, and they actually go out and build a lot of
What's that, muffalato or something? What do they call
Muscoletta.
That? Muscoletta.
Sounds like Italian.
They have a lot of builders that do Maltese and Spanish-style stuff, and from what I understand, people have been building products for many, many months, if not years, for this event, so it should be probably.
And I know that they bought a lot of our guns at the PGI to take there, and then we also are delivering a lot of guns to Mentone, so for that event as well.
What do you mean guns?
You know, basically the mortar tubes that shoot off some of these big shells.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's going to be – I'll be back from China by then. I think I'm going to –
If there's anything left there.
I think it's kind of a can't-miss event if you're into fireworks. It's going to be huge. It's going to be probably one of the most unique events.
Yeah, and this hurricane now could be scary.
That's
going to
– What part of Florida is it going to be?
The Florida part, you know.
I think it's – I want to say that's a good question.
I can't remember the name of the town.
What's it called again?
I think it's more central Florida.
What's the name of the event?
The organization is the Florida Pyrotechnic Arts Guild.
Yes.
It's their 25th anniversary event. So I forget what part of Florida it's in, but when I was at PGI that week, every single person
everybody,
asked me if I was going to be there.
Everybody's saying the same thing.
Yeah, everybody. It might be more well-attended than like a PGI or
really?
An NFA even. There's and, so many people going.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to make that. I always love going on to Florida anyway, so I think I'll do that. You yeah. know, I think I'm a, you know, do
yeah,
that.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. And, yes, I mean, there's so many other clubs besides the PGI that, mm-hmm. you know, as we always say, PGI should be a little careful because there's more clubs coming up.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
And
there's the Western Winter Blast event
yes.
In Lake Havasu City every February.
Now, do you go to that one?
I do, yeah.
You do, yeah. So you don't miss too many of them. You're pretty much...
Yeah, I'm a pyro. I'm a pyro gypsy. I go where
you're
the pyro
almost,
is. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just like when I was a kid, I joined the carnival. You joined the pyro, you know, and now you joined the fireworks brigade.
At
see?
One point in time, I think I held membership in like a dozen different fireworks clubs at the same
wow.
time.
Wow, yeah. yes. Yeah, so. You've been a real big supporter of the fireworks industry. Since you're
yeah.
a little kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and,
I love doing it.
Yeah.
Love meeting the people. Love shooting shows. Love, you know, selling products. Love promoting products,
yeah.
more importantly.
Exactly.
And keeping it going. When I came into the business, I was a really young guy, still relatively young guy in the business.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be able to spread the word and keep it alive.
Yes, definitely, yes. We need more of that. And that's
right.
That's why Safe and Sane fireworks are only needed when there's other fireworks to be had because, you know, the parents buying the aerial fireworks and the novelty fireworks and stuff is going to the kids
yeah.
to kind of promote the industry and to keep them interested in it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I was a little bit nervous about this ruling. I don't really know the outcome. I think they tabled it for now with the metal in the powder.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on
with
that.
What are you talking about?
Filament, Peter.
So there's conflicting reports coming in on whether or not, you know, metals are contributing to making fireworks more dangerous or not, which is sort of a ridiculous claim. I mean, making fireworks or making a burst charge or something without metals is practically impossible to do.
Mm-hmm.
But regulators are looking for some sort of a scapegoat for whether something's too loud or too dangerous or something. And basically,
okay.
a ruling like that would wipe out a significant portion of the fireworks industry.
About 86% of the fireworks that are now legal in the United States would be illegal.
So we're talking about something that'll basically regulate away the entire industry
yeah.
if it went through. So the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, is considering this thing. Luckily, they opened it up to public feedback. And the feedback was absolutely overwhelmingly against making some sort of regulation like this because the rule makes no sense. It doesn't address the problem of actual safety. It just simply wipes out.
And
you know,
then
fireworks overall.
Then they're also saying, well, you can't have a trace of metal at all, which, you know, if you've ever been to a fireworks factory in China, you know, they're not only making 1.4, they're making 1.3. There's going to be traces of metal in chemicals. That's
and
just the
and
bottom
there is
line.
Not a reliable way to test,
for
the tracing. Traces yeah. of chemicals. So there's, you know, they're getting all kinds of results. If they get any sort of ping, they're immediately calling it suspect, and it's not really fair to. Once again, it's a way of appearing like you're doing something for the interest of safety, but it's not
right.
a practical
yeah.
solution.
I mean, basically, what they're saying is really metal in the burst charge is what's causing the loud
right.
boom.
Right.
But that's. That, I mean, I don't know. It's just there's so many other factors there that it
right.
just shouldn't. But, you know, once again, we've seen so many organizations use a safety thing to get rid of something, you
right.
know, a safety issue.
Right. Well,
you know, we're not going to have metal in the fire in the composition and we're going to get rid of the burst charge because
right.
we're going to be safer. But there will be no fireworks. I mean,
right.
not and as we know today.
As you and I know, the consumption of fireworks has steadily risen, actually risen pretty quickly over
yeah.
the years.
Yes.
But yet injury rates are constantly declining. APA has solid data on this kind of stuff, so it's not really a concern. It's one of those things where we've already won the fight. People are shooting more fireworks and less people are getting hurt doing it, which is exactly the trend you're looking for, and yet they're still trying to apply some
fireworks
sort of fix.
Have gotten so much safer nowadays than when we were children. Fireworks are made so much better. I mean, just it's incredible. I mean, everyone's really stepped up to the plate to make the Consumer Product Safety Commission happy. Mm-hmm. And I think we did a great job. And what I think what's really important to mention is that fireworks sales have gone up. Fireworks usage has gone up, but fewer people using them. See, that's really the difference. So it shows you that the loyal buyers are buying more because,
right.
as you know, I mean, back in the 70s, everyone driving, you know, down to Florida, passing Tennessee, they stopped and pulled in and bought some type of firework. And now today, those stores, a lot of them are closed up. They're not open 24. They used to be open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I mean, that's how crazy some of these places were. And, you know, there's so many people are not using them because of, you know, their towns or subdivisions and stuff like that. So now that you have a steady rise in usage of fireworks with less people using them. So I think it's incredible.
That's an interesting fact. Yeah. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So are they trying to claim that the metal is bad for the environment or
no.
bad it's, for the people? Or?
There are, the factions do exist that claim that those sort of things. This is not what that particular issue is about. They're simply saying that fireworks are too loud. Loud fireworks are therefore more energetic. Energetic fireworks are therefore more dangerous. And they're just assigning that metallic substances are the problem for this, which is not. I mean, there is no good fireworks you can make without using metallic substances. So it's not really a fix at all. It's just a, you know,
yeah, it's just an abolishment.
Yeah, that's what it would be. Yeah.
Nice big word there, abolishment. Look
that's
at
right.
you.
Yeah,
I think I learned that from the. I don't know where I learned
so,
it from.
And so you shot a demo tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. It was Shogun.
We had a demo. It started raining
a little way
through it. But, yeah, we were pretty happy with the products. They worked out all right.
I think so.
Johnny's having an issue. He seems to think that he can't get online quick enough to be in the demo. Is there a trick to it? You got to, like, dial?
I don't know.
Get online?
Well, you
got to
remember something.
I think there's a secret handshake
or something.
Yeah. You know, midnight in, you know, our area here is 1 p.m., in China, so they do have. They already have an edge, especially when you're relying on Dino to come home from the windbreak and send an email at midnight exactly. You know, did Dino actually set his alarm and wake up at 12:02? We'll never know. He said he was on it. He said I went under at 12 o'clock sharp. He set his alarm. Whatever the case is, we don't know. But we do know one thing: the major companies are always getting the demo. So either they have a, and then I want to see the email pattern, you know, on the computer. You know, where did we fall in the line?
Right. Did you just miss the cut or were you so far back?
You know, should I just send it at 11:55?
Just to see?
Maybe it takes 5 minutes to get there if there's a bunch
of
traffic coming in. You know,
it could be. I don't know.
The email highway could be crowded. You don't know.
You could set a delayed email to send it at a specific time.
Well, you know that, and I know that.
Dino doesn't know that.
We don't know what he knows. What we do know is we haven't had a demo in three years.
What we do know is Dino doesn't know that. We know that.
We know all about the delay, but what we do know is we don't have a demo in 3 years.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. I want to see you do a demo.
Well,
although
we want to see us do a demo, too. But, you know, we're going to address this maybe tomorrow night if Nancy Blojan makes a thing. I'm really pushing for a lottery. For the Chinese side, and I'm pushing for a lottery for the American side.
I think that's a great idea, sure.
You know, there's a couple of American companies that, you know, say they don't own four companies, but they have four demos. And I know everyone's big sponsors and big providers, and I understand all that. But if you're going to do it fair, you got to do it fair.
Wait, wasn't Cam Starr like one of the founders of the NFA?
Yes, Cam Starr
was. You should have some clout.
This is true.
I should have something.
You should have some type of clout.
I remember there was a few PGIs years ago when Cam was alive, and they said, you should go up and kiss Daddy goodnight. And I said, no, we'll have none of that.
Oh,
but anyway, so Daddy Cam. The founder, and I can't even get a demo. I mean, he's probably turned over in his grave right now, you know? Oh, well.
Well, you can bring it up with Nancy tomorrow.
We're going to bring it up, yeah. She'll get a kick out of that when, you know, the founder of NFA and the bastard stepchild can't even get a demo. This is terrible. Hey, look at this. Donnie Lantis. Now, this is a man of men right here. This guy is a fireworks legend, you know? And how you doing, Donnie? Come sit down next to me. Say hello.
I'll say hello.
Yeah.
Are you kicking us out?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, then, okay.
We're
going to say hello to Mr. Don Lantis. And how's the NFA going? What a beautiful spot.
This is a neat hotel.
I love
it. It just, with the lake and everything, literally right outside our window.
Oh, my God.
It's really cool. It's, and the people, I ask them for anything, and they give it to me. It's just really, the people anything? Are so really good.
Yeah, no, I know. They're going to let us keep this stuff here. They're gonna just cover it with a sheet. I mean, they're very good to us. Yeah. I mean, so, yeah.
Can you ask them for a demo spot for Starfire Org?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Can you ask them for a demo spot for Starfire Org?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we've been, that seems to be what we need to this.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the hotel.
We're talking to the wrong people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I think, it's another great event. I think it's...
Okay, thank you very much.
It's doing good.
Absolutely.
You know? And I heard we got a lot of full memberships from the East Coast, which is always good to see, you know?
And if you remember, about 20 years ago, we had 5-8 members.
Yes.
Now we're in the thousands.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
No, and I was surprised when I said we picked up so many new full members.
Oh, yes.
Full membership gives you info tracking number and different stuff.
And all
a little
for
bit
free.
More money. Yeah.
And it's cool. And like this thing here, the afterglows and stuff like that, it costs $90 to come for this for per person. You get 5 meals a night plus free beer, plus free pop. It's just, you can't beat it.
No.
It costs you more than that to go to a restaurant.
Yeah, you can't even get a Jimmy John's for that kind of money. No.
Not really. You can't.
And, but once again, I've always said it's such a professional run organization.
Absolutely.
You know, we always compare this with PGI, and it's two different venues. But it just seems like PGI has a lot of hiccups and there's a lot of drama, and the NFA just seems to go off without a hitch. You don't hear neighbors complaining. You don't have any bad feedback. It just seems like it really works good. You guys do a great job.
Yeah, we try very hard. We try to make it so that the city likes us, and literally they call and they beg, Don, please come and look at our place. Come and look at our place, because I'm the one that picks the hotels.
Ah.
And it's just I've had 15 different cities come, and then they pay us to even come.
Yeah.
So it makes it a good deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I really think it worked out good. And like I say, with Lake Erie, and I boated on Lake Erie for many years, you know, having Lake Erie right out my window is just awesome. I mean, that's really great. Ron was laughing. When I checked in a hotel, I don't know how tall the building is. I just came in from Mexico. I'm like, do you have an executive floor? He's like, we have 4 floors. He goes, how about the top floor with the bay view? I'm like, hey, you know what? All right, sounds good. So, yeah. So that was good. But they took care of me, and check-in was a breeze. And they had all my, I had 6 rooms reserved for all the Chinese people. So we got all the rooms and all the keys were in the right spot. So, yeah, they did a great job.
And that's a lot of that's due to Nancy. Yeah. Nancy Blojan. I mean, she does... 3 o'clock in the morning, they call it, you know, when we do that for the demos and stuff like that. They literally, she calls it at 12:01. That's when they are supposed to sign up for the demos. That's the earliest they can sign up. And they'll, 12:01, we'll have 10 people that she's already talked to.
Already talked to them, yeah.
I mean, it's just... Yeah. She just does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
She really does. Yeah.
No, she really puts her heart and soul in it, and I'm happy to see she continues it. And it really is it's a great event, and I look forward to it every year.
And it is. I mean, the APA, APA's a good organization. I belong to both of them, so I can't knock either one of them. And, in fact, I interviewed you with APA when I was with APA, 2 years ago or whatever it was.
Yes,
I think
it was.
But, I mean, it's just both of them are – we need them both. A lot of people say you don't need them both. We do need APA and we need NFA. We need them both. They do two different things. We help the smaller guys, and the APA does the legislation for us.
Yes, yes.
And do need them both.
Need them both. No, I agree wholeheartedly on that. And, we're just talking about the ruling with the metals and the composition, you know. That's a really big and serious issue.
But the dumb part about it, and we were just talking about this, and this is me personally. This isn't the NFA talking.
Yes.
But what happens is that people bring in illegal fireworks. Oh, we snuck them in. That wrecks it for the industry.
Yes, yes.
And then CPSC says, you know, I like this. One lady said, I like the NFA and all the organizations, but they're trying to make me look like I don't do my job. And she says, I'll show them I can do my job if that's what they want. But she said, I'd rather be their friends.
Yes.
And you can't, you know, it's when you bring in illegal stuff or make illegal stuff and shoot it and get hurt. You don't even have to get hurt. Bring it in. we're in trouble.
Yeah, it makes the industry as a whole look
stupid.
Bad. Yeah,
we do.
Yeah. You know, and that's always been a big problem. You know. And, you know, everybody in the fireworks industry, we always want what we can't have. We try and push the limits. And I mean, let's face it. If it wasn't for, for Cam's, Camstar's EX numbers on a 9-shot rack, we wouldn't even have 500 grand.
We wouldn't have that. No.
So
that's what's
so, I mean, so we've always pushed the limits, and we got to continue to push the limits.
And Cam was quite the boy. I mean,
yeah.
Camstar died, if everybody doesn't know, but. He started the APA or the NFA.
NFA, right? Sure.
Yeah, but
founding
he was an APA member also. But I mean, he started, and then we had the PI before, and then we started this, and it's just I'm glad it went well for Camp. I mean, because this thing is just really neat for him.
Oh yeah, no, it really worked out.
I hope I have something half that nice for me.
Yeah. Oh come on now, you already made your mark in this club. You're the main guy now. That's it. You know.
But I don't know. We have a lot of, I think the people have a lot of fun here.
Yeah.
I mean, the APA, I like the APA, but it's a different group of people. Here, everybody talks to one another.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, literally, if you don't walk down this hall and don't say hi, they look at you. You're funny.
Yeah.
And it's just like a small town.
There's definitely not the drama associated with some of the other groups.
Yeah.
I
can't even afford to go to the APA. I mean, they
picked went there that one year though. Wasn't
APA. No, they pick these hotels. You know, it's over my budget. I mean, they're.
We did it.
No, we did the NFA. We did interview at the NFA
in
Tennessee. We were.
Oh, that's where it was.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it wasn't at the APA. I'm sorry,
but,
I thought it was at the APA.
Yeah, so small companies like mine, we have a hard time even affording to go to the APA.
But we need it, like I said, but because the small town guys, they might make $2,000 or $3,000, no matter what these people think. We make $100, like this one guy, Iowa, just legalized it, and this Iowa guy said, he says, I'm going to take in $100,000 a day. I said, what?
Yeah.
It's serious, guy. You know, but they think that we make so much money. We work hard, but we don't make the kind of money they think we $100,000 a day. I'd love to make $100,000 a day.
Yeah, wouldn't. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'd like to sell. I wish I would have found that guy as a customer, as a wholesale customer. I was okay. Yeah, you're right. Here.
You're buy this, you dummy.
You better buy these 50 cases tomorrow and buy another 100. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, that would be great to see a guy like that.
But, but that's just the way. But it's just.
Well, I think one of the big rumors, then we'll wrap it up. But of course, the big rumor at the PGI, from the upper guys, are always, oh, those vendors make all kinds of money, and now they brought in their own vendors, and
they found out they didn't,
and you'll find out just how much they didn't make.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what we spend on members and everything else, and trailer parking and everything else, and then. And it's just and the prices that we charge, and I had to keep laughing because they kept saying every PGI bulletin came out, the prices are going to be so low. But the funny thing is, the people writing the PGI bulletin don't even know what prices are.
Crazy. We haven't been in business that long. This is only our 72nd year.
Yeah, that's all.
No, but I mean, but it is kind of cool. But
yeah.
But anyway, we got to close.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up.
Okay,
well, Donnie, thanks for once again for stopping in and chatting with us on our. And we're going to be here again tomorrow night. So hopefully we'll do some more with you. All righty.
Thank you now.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Sounds good.
All right. So we're getting kicked out. It's 12:30.
We're going to wrap it up. We'll continue this for tomorrow. And
Nancy, you'll probably be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I would think she makes a guest appearance tomorrow. It's Friday night, right? Tomorrow, what's tonight? Thursday night?
Yeah, tomorrow is Friday night.
Well, you know what's nice about tonight? It's they're going to kick us out, but the bars are open until 2 a.m.
Nice.
And
that's true.
And I love bonding with the locals. You know that about me. So, if I can't bond with the locals at least a couple nights out of the week,
You got to get the bonding on.
Sometimes, Ron, I go to a strange town just to go to the neighborhood bars.
I find there's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind.
He just wants to drink in a new place. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that so bad?
And when I get Alzheimer's, I won't have to. I go every night to the same place. Wouldn't matter,
Look
at my dad. He drinks every night the same place. He thinks he's in a different one every day. So anyways, let's wrap it up.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Pete,
absolutely.
Always
Anytime.
A pleasure.
Yeah,
Pete. Are we going to make the last call at one of the locals around here? What do you think?
I guess we'll have to bond with some strangers.
Let's bond with some strangers.
Let's do it.
I changed our closing. I used, and we used to have some generic fireworks that we didn't know what it was.
and I changed it to the Master of Rockets.
Oh, very nice.
The Master of Rockets drinks the blood of lesser fireworks.
Yeah, Peter never got to see that, and I'm glad Donnie Lance isn't listening.
So the close is now the Master of Rockets.
Okay, let's hear the Master of Rockets going
ready?
Off.
Ready? All right, we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
See you later.
See you.